Tablet 2. And after thee shall arise another kingdom, inferior to thee, and another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. Daniel 2, verse 39. Then after this head of gold, the symbol of the king himself, other kingdoms would arise, but they would lose their fineness as true rulers with the special characteristics of a king. That is why the second one would be of silver and the third of brass. They would have fewer and fewer good qualities of a Kshatriya. As the spiritual qualities are strengthened more in simplicities, and because the following kingdoms became more and more complicated, therefore, their spiritual parts were weakened and they relied more on their own intelligence and their ministers rather than on the true values for themselves and others. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, for as much as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things, and as iron that breaketh all these shall it break in pieces and bruise. Daniel 2 verse 40. However, the true dryness and false strength and flexibility would come at the end of the fourth kingdom, which would completely rely on intellectual strength and try to intellectualize all things. But as iron is strong but inflexible, it also breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things, shall it break in pieces and bruise. Through this fourth kingdom, the strength of the intellect would be imposed on humanity. Also, through the same kingdom, all things would be subdued and destroyed. That is, the limit of its strength would eventually destroy itself. And whereas thou sawest the feet and toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided. But there shall be in it of the strength of the iron, for as much as thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay. Daniel 2 verse 41. And as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. Daniel 2 verse 42. From this completely intellectualized kingdom, there would arise another kingdom later on of 10 kings, as the 10 toes proceed from the legs and feet, but they are half iron and half clay. That is, not all of the people in this kingdom would believe in the intellectual strength any longer. They would become as clay, humbled. So this kingdom is half intellectually strong and half spiritually awakened. As it was described in the previous pages, there are five types of humans. The characteristics of Shudras, Kshatriyas, and Vipras were explained, and it was also seen how Vipras became the dominating class in society. Now, to understand these verses, we will continue in describing the characteristics of the Vaishyas, businessmen, and how they became the dominating class in this last era we are in now. As it was said, businessmen are also intellectuals, but they direct their mental energy toward economic development, seeking to gather and hoard physical wealth. These business-oriented people became the dominating class in human society because of the lack of interest of the other types, classes, in controlling the physical resources and services, as the other classes were merely interested in using them. That is why all the wealth that was gathered by the intellectuals and warrior types was spent for things they desired. As the influence and power of the intellectuals increased, they longed for more pleasure and resources. Ultimately, it put the Vipras in a position of economic dependency on the Vaishyas, for the Vaishyas controlled the wealth the Vipras spent. This resulted in the domination of the Vaishyas over the society, and their control was completed by the Industrial Revolution. Businessmen could not become the dominant class in the era of the Kshatriyas because these warriors simply would take over the wealth of the rich class, Vaishyas, by force. But because intellectuals believe in democracy, they could not and did not do that, so the Vaishyas became the dominating class. Therefore, these verses prophesy that close to the end of the intellectual domination, Vipras and Vaishyas, a great kingdom of 10 kings would arise, which is symbolized as the 10 toes of the image. It would put its strength on the previous intellectual discoveries and beliefs, but many people already have been humbled and have realized the limits of those things. So this kingdom would not be as strong as the previous ones. They still would have some strength, but half of it would be of clay. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. Daniel 2, verse 43. Because many would have already realized the limits of intellectualized ideals, seed of men, therefore they would not support these kings, as iron will not mix with clay. So these people also would not mix together, and the kingdom would not be strong. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Daniel 2, verse 44. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without ends, and that it brake in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. Daniel 2, verse 45. It is in the climax of these last 10 kings, when the truth will be revealed, those who have made themselves ready through many lifetimes, saints, will be chosen, paravipras. The true spiritual people will be unified, and the kingdom of heaven will be established on earth as it is in heaven. This last part of the dream also completely agrees with the things that are revealed in chapter 10 of the Revelation about the small book. This small book is the symbol of intellectual knowledge, which is very small in comparison to the knowledge of God. It is also in the time of the intellectual heights that there should be time no longer. Revelation 10, verse 6. And the next verse is when the seventh angel comes and the mystery of God should be finished. Revelation 10, verse 7. Also, after this seventh angel comes, the kingdom of God will be established on earth. For more detail, read Revelation of the Revelation.